Well, tonight we have the great privilege of having Christina B. from San Diego as a 10-minute speaker.
Good evening. My name is Christina, and I am an alcoholic. Welcome to the newcomers. I hope that you know that you are the most important people in the room tonight, and I hope that you find a wonderful new life in the rooms of AA, as I have found. I was born into a large, extended Polish-American family, so of course, beer was my drink of choice. My father and grandfather and uncles and cousins all made their own beer, and I don't remember my first drink. I don't remember my first drunk, and I always drank alcoholically when I did drink. But my family had a very strong taboo against women drinking, and this kept me in check, and I spent the bulk of my life as a very controlling Al-Anonic. And the only times I allowed myself to drink are when I went out to happy hour with my friends. So I was the kind of alcoholic that drank three or four beers in her car before she went into happy hour, because I knew I didn't drink like other people and I didn't want to drink like that in front of them. So what happened for me was that in my 40s, I developed considerable stomach problems. And like the Big Book talks about with, went from doctor to doctor, and none of them could figure out what was wrong with me, and my stomach aches disturbed the sleep of my then husband, and his suggestion for me was that I drink a single beer at night to settle my stomach. Well, if it's medicine, and from the day I started that, I became a daily drinker. But you know, one beer really isn't enough to settle your stomach. I soon was drinking quite a few beers, and my life narrowed down to me just working, coming home, drinking till I passed out, getting up and going to work the next day, and that's pretty much all I did. Until what happened for me was that in April of 2010, my beloved father died, and he was ready to go. He was 94 and passed away in his sleep peacefully at home. But I wasn't ready to be an orphan, and the complete desolation of my life on the night after he died hit me like a ton of bricks. And that was the night that alcohol completely stopped working for me. It had long since ceased being fun. There was no fun in it for me at all. I had no friends. I didn't recognize the presence of God in my life at all. And on that night, it wasn't taking away my pain, which I had counted on it to do for all those years. Scared the heck out of me, and I called out to God on that night, and I asked him to help me. And he directed me to the Al-Anon and Alcoholics Anonymous website, and that's where I came across the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I read through them that night, and that was the first time I'd ever seen them. And when I got to the fourth step, and I came across the word ourselves in the fourth step, that word ourselves was the key that unlocked the denial in my life, because the fact of the matter is that I had never for an instant, not a second, not a minute, ever thought of myself as an alcoholic. Not ever. Not once. And when I saw the word ourselves in that step, I suddenly realized that I was. And it shocked me. And there was no denying it for me. And I... the website suggested I get to a meeting, which I did the next morning, and I got to a woman's meeting, and one of the angels there took me down to Crown Point that night. And on the way to the meeting, she told me that she had never laughed so much as she had laughed since she had quit drinking. And I decided that she was a lunatic. And I decided when I got to the meeting, I would just walk around and find somebody else to drive me home. But when we got to the meeting, you were all lunatics, every stinking one of you. You were all happy and laughing and hugging each other. And I wanted what you had. And I was willing to go to any length to get it. Which brings me to one of my character defects, which is I am an extreme person. I had the privilege of going out to the San Diego Freedom Ranch to hear my friend Larry speak a week or two ago. And after the meeting, one of the residents told me, "Christina, moderation in all things." And I said, "You know what, Mike, I don't know how to do that. I'm not a moderate person. I've never been a moderate person. And if I was a moderate person, I wouldn't be standing up here in front of you. I would be home drinking one beer. But I don't know how to do that." And when I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, I worked it as if my life depended on it, because in fact it did. My life depended on it, and I worked it in an extreme way. You told me to go to meetings. I went to meetings. You told me to get a sponsor. I got a sponsor in my first week of sobriety. My wonderful, wonderful sponsor, Linda, who has pretty much devoted the last year of her life to me, has never said no to me, has listened to me, has led me through the darkness of my mind and out into the light, and has been such a good friend to me. I got a home group, the wonderful women of the Kelton Monday Night Women Smoke Free, sort of. La Mesa, who have been so giving, and I have listened to them, and their wisdom has just been so wonderful. And who, you know, when I shared, just said to me, "Well, Christina, just keep coming back." So, if you're new in this program or you're struggling in this program, all I can say to you, this is not a program that's meant to be worked in moderation. It's meant to be worked in an extreme way, because we're extreme people. We didn't do our addictions. We didn't do our alcoholism moderately, you know. And this program is meant to save our lives, and it is an extreme program. If you want to save yourself, and if you want to laugh more than you've ever laughed before in your life, what I suggest is that you do it that way and work it that way. Read your big book. Go to meetings, get a sponsor, work the steps, and you will find a wonderful new life, as I have found in these rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. Thank you for letting me share and be a part of your life.